Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I was real encouraged by the interactions I've had from stuff with David Tulis, including the voicemail of yesterday. I've had several interactions, a couple that I need to respond to here to, when I get done. But I started this morning. I had a power failure last night, middle of the night, I guess. And this morning, one of my computers did not start. This is the one that didn't start previously. I did get this cheap notebook, so I fired up that up, but it took a while. It did come back up finally, but you know, that was definitely the warning. So I spent the morning first getting things back up. Second, I ordered another computer, a small little cheap box, but a whole lot more powerful than this one is. So, you know, 'cause the cheap box is, but anyway, so it messed up my morning, which hopefully it won't do again. And I also bought a second UPS, you know, uninterruptible power supply, because that machine stays up. This one doesn't. Well, as of tomorrow, that won't be true anymore. I had one here, but again, apparently the vapors from a leaky battery just, I noticed. But anyway, so there are so many things, but I just wanted to leave you with one thought, because the day wasn't as effective as I wanted it to be. Although I did make some progress in the software, I took care of a couple of issues. But that's anyway. But I mentioned yesterday, I couldn't think of the verse that talked about Crassus, about power, and so I did a quick look just in the New Testament, and I found this fascinating. I hope it's a bit of encouragement. Where do we see the word? And in all but one case, it is specifically to the Lord. You know, Luke 1:51, this is the Magnificat, Mary's song. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. So he, the Lord, has shown strength. Kratos. So again, it's attributed to the Lord. Acts 19:20. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. Mightily. Kratos. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. You know, in the beginning was the word. The Lord. Anyway. So again, attributed to God. This dreaded deed here. Ephesians 1:19. And what was the measurable, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, Kratos might. Again, it's the Lord. Colossians 1:11. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, Kratos, for all endurance and patience with joy. So again, it's attributed strength or power is attributed to him. 1 Timothy 6:16, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion, or Kratos, amen. Dominion is kind of gives you the impression of ultimate power. Well, 1 Peter 5:11, to him be the dominion forever and ever, amen. Again, dominion is Kratos. Revelation 1:6, and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion, Kratos, forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 5:13, and I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all the things that in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might, Kratos, forever and ever. So, you know, you see that consistency where it's not man, it's not the demos, it's not the people who have the kratos, demos, kratos, democracy. Oh yeah, all right. It's the theocracy, literally the theocracy. But there's one exception, and then there's the close. Hebrews 2:14, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, the Lord, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power, kratos, of death, that is, the devil. So this I find fascinating. The one case where that word kratos is used that is not applied to the Lord is applied to the devil and his power, that he might destroy the one who has the power of death. I find that fascinating. Because, of course, remember who gave him that power. You know, the ultimate power, the authority, the Lord. But the thing that because it, you know, there's so many benedictions in the Bible, and my favorite, which is the one I couldn't think of yesterday, is Jude. So from verse 24 and 25, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, kratos, and authority before all time, for now and forever. Amen. And, you know, I like that. Well, you know, it's marked as the doxology. Doxology. What is that doxology? Remember, doxa, discussed that a few days ago, is the idea of glory or the a right opinion or judgment. And, you know, that's, you know, because again, the Lord's judgments are glorious. And so when we see his magnificent judgments, we see his glory. I mean, so, and ology is part of that, the basis of that is doxa and logos, words, or speak, speech. You know, so, but anyway, the thing I found fascinating, now, to him who is able to keep in struggling, of course, to the Lord, who is able to keep you from stumbling, you know, to keep them from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory, his doctrine, with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory. The glory there is again this doxa. Anyway, then the next thing is majesty, and you think, oh, okay, what is majesty? The word is megalosyne. However, you know, but the root of that, the base of that is megas, or where we, in English, we talk about mega. You know, mega, we typically think of as a million, because that's how we've used it to define it as an, you know, numerically, but it is simply really, really big. You know, because it's used in the Bible a lot, meaning great, a number and quality, numerous, large, abundant, you know, higher in rank, great things, and even splendor. So that's the greatness of his might, glory, majesty, or, you know, majesty, okay, dominion, that's his kratos, and the authority, which is the exousia, which is the power of choice, you know, the ability to make a decision, which you know, I studied that once before, because it's based on the word existi, however, which the translation is it is lawful, but that in turn is based on two other words. One is ek, as in out, you know, or anyway, or from, or things of that nature, and I me. In other words, to be or to exist. So you know, his authority is his power of choice, out of his ability to exist, to you know, I mean, to have the choice of existence, it's not something we have. His authority is absolute. And so it's anyway, you know, and of course, it is before all time and now and forevermore. You know, it's through the eons, which anyway. But I read the LSV version. I thought that was kind of an interesting read. And to him who is able to guard you without stumbling and to set you in the presence of his glory unblemished in gladness, to the only wise God or Savior, is glory and greatness, power and authority, both now and forever. Amen. Anyway, the whole point was, I'll leave in the you know, on the email note on the website, the list, these list of verses where we see the word kratos in the New Testament, because I found that fascinating. The fundamental purpose of pointing that out was it's not the demos that has the kratos. It is the theos that has the kratos. And he votes, yes. He has one vote, and there's no one to vote against him. You know, it's his decision. It's his, you know, again, the doxa is his decision, his opinion, and it's glorious. It's amazing. So I found that fascinating, because my Lord, my Creator, is the one who gives wise counsel, gives glorious opinions or decisions. He's a really impressive fellow, this Creator of ours. And he has all power, all kratos. He is the authority. We see the designated authority in the power of death to the devil. But again, he has conquered death. So it's kind of like you have power over something that basically isn't there. Kind of like, great! What weakness. So let me leave you with this thought. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forevermore. Amen. I really like those verses. I find them encouraging. Okay, one other thing. I wrote it to my friend Chris today, because you know, the frustration in the morning with the computer issues and whatnot. It's just one verse, so it's just the one verse. I slightly out of context here. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, and I will carry, and will save. It's kind of like, oh, he's got it covered. It's kind of like, wow, thank you, Lord. I mean, it was an encouraging verse this morning, especially during a time of struggles. My lady, my wife, I want to share your struggles and walk with you. I want to share your encouragement and be an encourager to you. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.